want to thank and welcome everyone for coming out here tonight. It is a great schiss for us to host the Rebbe, Zaza Gesind. And I appreciate that he was matrich himself to come and join us here tonight. This week is the youth of Mashviga, Rivkelaiva Zevaharon, so the shir should be a little in Shmuso. My relationship to the Rebbe I got it from my in-laws, so it's appropriate that this is the week where we're having the Shia. We read in the parshas, in Bereishis, all the parshas, there's Masa Uvasim Rabunim, but all the small acts that were done, carried repercussions for Doros, such as Amoin, Moyev, Avrum Avini, one question, we have Gulas, things. We see that at the Shoyrish, when things happen at the Shoyrish, that's why it's happening, and then all the rest flows from that Shoyrish. So, Baruch Hashem, my father-in-law, was Zoyche to see early on the potential of the Moistus and the potential of what the Rebbe could give out in Torah, in Avoida, and to be Mashpi on people. And Kanai Nahara, he put up a beautiful building in Borough Park, and that has grown into built a Midrushim in Etz Yisroel and here. And so it's appropriate that this is a Yutzat, and the connection is through them that we should have the Shira tonight. Shkoy. Mitzvah.
That Chazach Pachem Ketanim, forgot Pachem Ketanim, and Yaakov went after them and looked for them, and then he met this Malach and had this Muhammad with the Sar of Esav. So Sforim say that this Pachem Ketanim is the Pach Shema of Chanukah. So he really, by having this Muhammad the Malach, he was really, there was a seminar of the Netzachim of the Kahanim over the Yevanim, the whole lineage of the Shaman of Chanukah, and that Klal Yisrael will be victorious over the Yevanim and be zoicha to the big nights of Chanukah. First, we say the Remes. Our Remes, the Din of Chanukah. The Shoinim, the Cheskunim, and other Shoinim. They learned this Remes, which Chazal said that Chazach HaPachim Ketanim, out of the Remes in Vayvasa Yaakov Levadai. They say Levadai sometimes our base is Mischadar for Yaakov. Like you say, Al-Tikri, Levadoi, El-Kadoi. Kad is a Pach Shema, a Pach, it's called a Kad. Kadol, Pach. And so that's the Ramas. The Ramas is Levadoi, stands for the Kadoi, that's the Kad, that's the Pach Shema of Chanukah. So, the Kedush Levi says that the reason there's no mitzvah, no halacha of Chanukah that's mentioned in Mishnah, it's only in Gemara. Because he says that since Ner Chanukah is a Ner that we light in the Bechutz, outside, Chutz, outside by the Pesach Beis of the Bechutz, it's on the outside, and we sort of illuminate the, the external world, the outside, it's the outside, because the inside is the outside. So Mishnah is called Beis Midrash Hashem Rabbi, it's inside. It's Torah that was learned in the Beis Midrash. Braises are called outside, it's Lashon Brais. Brais means it's Bechutz, it's a light that goes in Bechutz. So the Gemara, which is not Mishnah, is like Braises, Gemara is Braises, and it's Bechutz. So since there is Chanukah, and there, that's lights on the outside, it's Bechutz. So therefore, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's because it doesn't belong with them, it belongs Bechutz. So it belongs in the power of Torah, which is learned outside of the Beis Midrash, Sherebeinu HaKadosh. So we know there's Samach Masechtos, 16 Masechtos. And there's... There's 36 Masechtos, Lamed Vav, correspond to Neres Chanukah, which have Gemara. And 24 Masechtos that don't have Gemara. Together, 24 and 36 is 60. These are the 60 Masechtos. Sefer Yetzirah also says that Sefer Yetzirah has an ois for every chodesh, has an ois that's corresponded to that chodesh, 12 oisis he has corresponded to the 12 months, and the ois samach is corresponded to chodesh Kislev. Kislev is mechubim connected to ois samach, so you could say the first 24 days of Kislev, till they found the Parshel Mishal Chanukah, the 24 Masechtos that don't have Mishnayos. They found the Parshel Mishal Chanukah, and through that they lit the Neres Chanukah, which we have, the Doris, we have 36 Neres Chanukah. So that's the Lamed Vav, Masechtos that do have Mishnayos, that do have Gemara. So the word Lekadoi is a tziruf. It's a combination of the inside letters, which stands for inside, is Kav Dalet. Kav Dalet, the inside letters of the Kadai, so that's the Mishnayos. That's the 24 days of Kislev, which is correspondent to the ending of Mishnayos. The contrast, the Lamed Vav of the Kadai, the Lamed Vav Masechtos, which are on the outside. So they're the outside. So we have also Yaakov the Kadai, is the Neres Chanukah, because the Neres Chanukah is the Lamed Vav, which stems from the Kav Dalet of the Mishnayos, and that's the Kadai. And together, these are the Samach Masechtos, which is Samach B'chlalos Chodesh Kislev. Has to do with Yaakov, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we know, many arise for that. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is the Indian of Yaakov, and that's why I'm saying he's a Gilgul of Yaakov. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is called Kadosh, first Kadosh. If we say the Baruch about the Kadosh, it's correspond to Yaakov, because it says V'kedusha is Kadosh Yaakov. Yaakov is called the Kadosh. That's why he's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You know, in Kabbalah, we know that the Midah, the trait, Yaakov is Midas Teferis, it's Yaakov, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Eze Derech Sheyav Eloi Adam, Kol Shei Teferis Leisel, Teferis Leimnodem. So Teferis, which is Yaakov, is correspond to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. There's many more eyes, I'll mention two more eyes, three more eyes. One which Chazal says, Shnei Goy Mevitneich, so Chazal say, it's a Rabbi of Antoninus. Rabbi is Yaakov and Antoninus is Esav. And many Gemaras that Rabbi and Antoninus spoke about the Indian of Yaakov and Esav. Like Rabbi is the Yaakov and Antoninus is Esav. Let's say he's called Rabbi because his real name was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So Gematria, you could say Yaakov Yehuda is Gematria Rabbi. His name was Yehuda. He was a pupil of Yaakov. That's why he's called Rabbi. The Medrash also says that Chi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Rishana. So the Gemara said, the Medrash says, Kari Rabbi Anafshe, Rabbi sort of said on himself that he's similar to that, because Rabbi lived in Tzipori. He lived his last 70 years, he lived in Tzipori. Someone said also Rabbi Tzipori is Gematria Mitzrayim. So Kari Rabbi Anafshe, Rabbi called on himself, Vechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Rishana. So Rabbi is like Yaakov. So Yaakov is a Yoshev Eholim, he's inside. Rabbi's Torah is Eholim, Torah is Mishnayis, Torah is which is inside. When he goes to the outside, that means he conquers the domain of Esav. He captures the whole Indian of Esav. He goes outside. Esav is an external type of creature. He's a Ish Sada, he's a Chetzaini, it's called. There's a Pnimi, there's a Chetzaini. And Yaakov is a Pnimi, and Esav is a Chetzaini. So Rabbi is the one that's inside. And that's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is Mishnayis. Rabbi goes on the outside, that means he goes to the nearest Hanukkah. If you want, you could say, Ksas Ramas, Ksas Inyan, maybe the Inyan is that the Zohar says that call Rabbi Be'eretz Yisrael. We say Rabbi, it's in Eretz Yisrael, and we say Rav, it's in Bava. So Eretz Yisrael, in comparison to Bava, is also inside and outside. Inside is Eretz Yisrael, and outside is Bava. So Rav used to live in Eretz Yisrael, and then also Rav the Bava. Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bava. So Rav is a Talmud of Rabbi, but he's not Rabbi, he's Rav. Rav is not like Eretz Yisrael, it's outside. Because Rav is like Esav, which Rav Yavitzor. Rav is the name of Esav. So Rav means he goes into the territory of Esav. So Rav is similar to Rabbi, but he's not Mamish Rabbi. So Rav is Tanahu Hipalik. He's a Moiri, but he's a Tana. Because he's an extension of Rabbi. He's not Rabbi, but he's an extension of Rabbi. So Rav is a Tanya Republic. He goes on the outside. So Rav stands for a lot, for Ribi. Ribi means a lot in commas. It's Echus, and this quantity, this quality. Quantity, a Ribi, a lot. And quantity is called Chetzonis. People that are Chetzonis are always impressed with big numbers, with a lot. And so Rebbe means, doesn't mean Rav, it's Rebbe, it's great. Rebbe means he's a great person. And Rav means he goes on the outside into the external world of quantity, and that's like Neris Chanukah, Moisev Ha'eloch, a lot, and he goes on the outside. So here we have the Indian of Chanukah. Chanukah means that Kedusha goes on the outside and conquers the domain of Esav. So let's try to explain it a little. And there's only one place in the Mishnah, there's one place with the Mishnah, it's an exception. The Mishnah mentions Chanukah is mentioned a few times in Mishnah. But Chanukah as halacha of Chanukah, which you learn out halacha from Chanukah, and Hilchas Chanukah is only mentioned once in Mishnah. So Mishnah Baba Kama. Mishnah Baba Kama says, Rabbi Yehuda Ima, B'nei Chanukah Potter. There's halacha there, if you have a camel, which is loaded with flax, with pishtan, galantan, pishtan, and there's a ner, and through the storekeeper, or the housekeeper has a ner, and caught fire, the pishton, the flax caught fire, and there was a sreifa, and destroyed the whole beer, the whole structure, the whole binyan, the whole house. Shiloh, who's at fault, who has to pay? So the Gemara says that Bala Pishtun is at fault. He shouldn't have loaded his camel so much pishtun, so he should catch fire. But if the storekeeper put his name in b'chutz, he put his name on the outside, so then the storekeeper is at fault. He shouldn't have put his name on the outside to catch fire from the people that go on the streets, from the everything there, from the camel of the pishtun, anything that could catch fire, you should watch it. So Yehuda says, but if it's an Eir Chanukah, if it puts an Eir Chanukah, it's potter, because you know, in Yich Rishus, on Eir Chanukah, you have Rishus, you have permission to put it on the outside, and the Baal HaGomel should watch. It's on him, it's his obligation to watch his pishtun shouldn't catch fire. From this halacha, the Gemara learns out that Ner Chanukah, you should light Lamata Masar Tfoch. You should light it below Asar Tan Tfoch, because if not, why is it called Rishus? You should have lit his Ner Chanukah high, so the Pishon shouldn't reach it. So since the Loch is not, so you learn out from this Aloch, you learn out the Aloch of Lamata Masar Tfoch. So you can say that this Mishnah really explains to you why it's not mentioned in Mishnayos. Because, like we said before, the Mishnah is inside. Inside means the domain of the Kedusha. Outside, Rishus HaRabim, means the territory of the Sitracha, which is outside. And it's also Rishus HaRabim. Rabim means a lot, quantity, a lot. The opposite of Achdus, the secret of the Achdus, of the oneness of the Rebbeinu Shelah, the Echad, Hashem Echad. So, the same thing is Asar Tfachim. The Chazal say, Mesech Tesukim, Eilim Leyor, the Shechina, Lamatim Asar Tfachim. The Shechina never went down below Asar Tfachim. Shesiram is also only to Asar Tfachim, only Teufis to Asar Tfachim. Asar Tfachim means the territory of Gashmis, of this root. It's called Lamata Masar Tvachim. The Shechina never revealed itself Lamata Masar Tvachim. And there Chanukah is Mitzvah Lamata Masar Tvachim, like you learn out from this Mishnah. So actually the Mishnah is saying why, it's explaining why there Chanukah is not mentioned in Mishnayos. It's not mentioned in Mishnayos because Mishnayos is the territory of Kedusha. It's not the Matam Asar Tfachim, it's the territory of its inside, it's the territory of Kedusha, it's Rishus HaYochid, it's not Rishus HaRabim. So that's why it's not mentioned, because you see from this halacha, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha, the Matam Asar Tfachim. So this is the only time that the Mishnah mentions, hints, as Meramez, halacha of Chanukah. You have to be masbred a little. You know, Ilichnesu, Yivonim Lehechel, the Yivonim went into the Hechel. In other words, the Hechel is the territory of Kedusha. It's the Hechel, the Beis HaMikdash. Ilichnesu, Yivonim Lehechel, they went into the Hechel. The Timu Kol HaShmanim Shebehechel. And they contaminated, they bring a Tumah. All the oils of the Hechel, which illuminates the nerves of the menorah in the Hechel, the Ur of the Rebbeinu Shelah, the Ur Hashem, and they brought a tumah there. It has a deeper meaning than the plain, like you learn plain sense that you say, no, they came into the Beis HaMikdash and they were a tumah. It means much more than that. It means much deeper inyan than you say plain. They were metame kol hashmanim shebehechel. Beis HaMikdash is the place which is sort of a continuation of Matan Torah. Yom Chasinoso is Matan Torah, and Yom Simchas Liba is the Beis HaMikdash. It's like very similar to Matan Torah. Everything that happened by Matan Torah, the Ramban says, in a certain way became revealed in the Beis HaMikdash. Matan Torah Rebbeinu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael through the channels of Kedusha, which is basically the channels of Torah. There's the connection that we have to Hashem, the understanding that we have for Hashem, the meeting place where Klal Yisrael meets with the Rebbeinu Shlom. They could behold the kedusha's Hashchena. Asheras Hashchena has its own channels. How you connect to Hashem? No, Torah, Hasagis HaTorah. Torah is not a chachma. It's not a wisdom which is like wisdom of chayil. It's a chachma of kodesh. It's a holy chachma. In other words, it's called chachmas hanshama. It's not the intellectual capacity of the human mind. It's not the human mind. It's the neshama. It's chachmas neshama. Of course, it clothes itself in the chachma of the wisdom. It uses the tools of the guf too, but it uplifts the guf. It uplifts the intellect of the guf into another type of chachma b'chlal. Chachmas HaTorah. Chachma Bagoyim Tamen, Torah Bagoyim Lo Tamen. There's no Torah Bagoyim. Ain't Kod. Bagoyim ain't Torah. They don't use the tools of the Neshama because they don't have a Neshama of Klal Yisrael. So it's a Chachmas HaNeshama. It's a different type of a Chachma. It uplifts the Chachmas HaSeichel to Chachmas HaNeshama. It's called Pnimius. Everything that has to do with Neshama is called, when we said before, Pnimius and Chitzonius. Inside and outside, another definition would be neshama and guf. Neshama, everything that could be that uses the senses of the neshama is called pnimis. Things that use the senses of the guf is called chitzonis. So the kedusha of Torah is really kedusha pnimis. The chelik of Torah that's called Torah, not chachma, is pnimis. And even more so, we know there's the secrets of Torah, the Seidus of Torah. Seidus of Torah shall say the words. It's alas, it's a big, I don't know the right word in English, it's a shoot.
Shame,
not the right word, mamash, but it's a shame. It's a shame. But that it's so strange for even Sharmi Torah mitzvahs. In the onum of Pnimis HaTorah, which is tzaddikim and Bismar Beis HaMikdash HaKayim, was very common for everyone to know, to have a connection to it. I'll say the words, tzaddikim are miyachad yichudim. So I'll just say the words, what it means. But it means they have a certain connection to the revelation, which is called through Shemus HaKadoshim, Chavim, Kavanos of Shemus HaKadoshim. Which is this was the whole avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kavanas HaShemes and the Yichudim of the Tzaddikim of the Kahanim and the Koiches, which were of Neshama, which became revealed in the Beis HaMikdash, which through that's the only chant, the only way that we are connected to Hashem. We are the Ama Nivcha. When the Yivonim entered the Heichal, it means that they wanted to make from the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, everything that happens in the Beis HaMikdash, and all our connections to Hashem, of all Klal Yisrael, they wanted to use philosophy for that. They wanted, they completely denied that there is an inyan of Yerikoyfa, there's an inyan of Pnimi, and they wanted that the whole connection to the revelation should be and through philosophy. So you know, you have to connect to Hashem, you have to understand with your Seich Lagashmi, with your Gashmi, you have to understand Achtus Abayra, with the principles of Aristotle, of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. They wanted to institute that in the Beis HaMikdash, and through that, Klal Yisrael should be connected to Hashem. They didn't want to separate Klal Yisrael from Hashem. They wanted that the connection to Hashem should be through the laws of the seichel of logic, the laws of gashmistical logic should be the channel to our connection to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's called Tumu Kol Hashmanim Shebehechel. They contaminated the Chachmas HaTorah of the Hechel. They brought in a choil, a contamination and a choil in the Hechel. So that was the Tumu of the Yivonim. Tumu Kol Hashmanim Shebehechel. So when they enter our domain, so there's rishus, we have permission. Usually kedusha has to be secret. You know, people, like we said before, people are not so much familiar with Sayyid Sator. So it says neshama. You have to have a license to enter that domain of yichuda, of bimiyachid. You have to be a tzaddik, you have to be a great person. It's neshama, you have to be a ish neshama. You have to be a person who lives life of neshama. You have to be a big kaddish for that. You have to be like Yaakov, a kaddish, a pnimi, a yoshev v'holam. So, but when Sitracha has this chutzpah to enter our domain, so the Rebbeinu gives us rishus as one of the tactics of Muhammad, of our siyata d'shmaya of Muhammad, to go out into the outside too. In other words, it means the whole idea of Hanukkah is that the big Seudis HaTorah, the Shem Gadol Kaddish that the Rebbeinu Shlom has, it's in the layers of Hanukkah, is there's a certain ingredient, a segula, that helps for the Tamid HaChachamim, for the Tzaddikim, to explain the biggest Seudis HaTorah until it could be understood with the Seich Lagashmi too. And still remain with Kiddushosan, and still should not be philosophy. It's not philosophy, it's Torah. And every neshama is going to be marriage that that's Torah. And it's the koyach, I would say, bekitzer, the koyach to be megala sayyidis haTorah. The koyach to bring down the light of Torah, which is pnimius, the light of the menorah, lamata masar tfach, down to this world, and be mazber, and give a hezber to the seichel agashmi, that the seichel, the logic, should also understand with his tools, with his koiches haseichel, he should be able to relate and have an understanding in the greatest seichel satori, which that's a chinuch for yimayis haMashiach, like Chazal, like the Sfarim say, that this trains us for the Torah of Melech haMashiach. In other words, we had many. This, it's a process in history, which is a continuous process, which prepares us for the final revelation of Torah, Bimayis HaMashiach. Because this Chanukah is a chinuch, that is not a training. You learn and you get used to this light of Melech HaMashiach. No, you could say, what's the nearest Chanukah? One of the nearest Chanukah means Reb Shimei Baichari and his Talmidim. And he brought down a light of desire and he was Megala Seudis HaTorah. You know, that was after the Beis HaMikdash, and they gave him Rishus. The light of the Riyah Kaddish and his Talmidim. The light of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim. And the Ramchal and his Talmidim. And the Gaon and his Talmidim. Which were all part of that light of Chanukah, that plan of the Rebbeinu Shlom of Chanukah, to bring down the light of Torah lamata masar tefachem, which gives koyach for Klal Yisrael to endure to the hardships of the darkness of the galus and get prepared to Yimayis HaMashiach. That's Chanukah, the yontev of the chinuch of the gula sidur. This really coincides with the whole idea which we have in the whole parsha, these few parshas we have with Yaakov and Esav. It's connected with this whole same idea you have by Yaakov and Esav. You know, Yaakov has his world, Yeshua Holm. Esav has his world. Ish Tzadik. Yaakov is a Leim Torah, Yaakov is a Tzadik. Esav is a Ish Tzadik. So you find that Esav starts entering the territory of Yaakov. Kitzayit Befiv, he starts doing mitzvahs. He says, Eich Ma'asren as a Tavim as a Kash. He becomes a Tzadik too, he becomes Frum. Becomes a Tzadik. And, you know, and yeah, he starts acting like a Tzadik. He's Mechabit, his father, and he tired. He deceives the people and makes himself like a tzaddik. Tzaddikim used to say that Esav wasn't tamei, you know, wasn't like you see or someone, you know, a Russian, you know, so he looks like a Russian. Esav were all the shmoyne begodim of a rebbe, and the private shalashudis, and he had talmidim. And he was Esav. He made himself like a tzaddik. He entered the key, he wanted to be to capture the neshamas that look for the Rebbeinu Shalom, capture them. He had 400 chassidim. Yeah, Arba Meis Ishimai, which were chassidim of Esav, and he was Esav because he made himself like a tzaddik. He sort of imitated Yitzchak. Everything that he does is like Yitzchak. Yitzchak married for 40 years. Yitzchak for 40. Esav also 40. Almost 40 years. 40 years. Probably that was the plan of Yaakov to go to Laban. Why did Yaakov go to Laban? How could he get how did he get saved from Esav by going to Laban? Esav can't go to Laban. He said, Lavan's going to help him. Lavan's going to help Yaakov. Lavan's a Russian. Yaakov knew that Esav does everything like Yitzchak. Yitzchak was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So he knew Esav's not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. Esav's not going to leave Eretz because he's like Yaakov. He says, you know, Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak sent him around because he's not the chassid of the father. He doesn't inherit the father. He went to Edom because you know Edom lost his love, he's also going to be Eretz Yisrael. Lost love, we're going to. Kaini, Knidi, Kadmaini is. Other Rabbi, he took the biggest Eretz Yisrael. We know that the lost love will be Zoycha to Eretz Yisrael, which we don't have now. That's Kaini, Knidi, Kadmaini. The highest Medina we know, Opi Kabbalah, that's Kesar, is Edom. So he said, I have the biggest Eretz Yisrael that anyone has. I'm real Eretz Yisrael. I'm a real Tzioni. I'm a Eretz Yisrael. I'm an Ish Yerushalayim. Ish Eretz Yisrael. He knew he's not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. Everything that Esav does, he makes himself like a tzaddik. So if Esav makes himself like a tzaddik, and he could do averus, which look like mitzvahs, so Yaakov could do mitzvahs which look like an averus. So Yaakov could say something that looks like a sheker. He could fool Lavan. He could fool Lavan with the tzayin, and make like shtich with the tzayin. And again, he acts like Esav, but he's Yaakov. He goes into the mokim of Esav and does things that externally look like averus, but pnimis they are mitzvahs. They are very big mitzvahs. Just like Esav does the opposite. He does things that externally are mitzvahs, but pnimis they are big averus. Because Esav is a Ish Tzadik. He's a Ish Tzadik, so Yaakov goes into his rishus. So this is the same, very similar to the idea of Chanukah, that we could enter the rishus of the Sitracha. And there bring a Kedusha Lamata Masaratvach. We know there's an inin of, I have to explain it a little, there's an inin of Eish, it's called fire, and there's an inin of Oy, which is called light. What's called Eish? Eish means, we know there's the four, which is firm called Arba Yisoides. Four, I know, in English, as we say Yisoides. Four ways, four, it's not
explanation.
No, it's not elements. It's a mistake itself. It's not elements. It's four. Let's say this. I call solid, liquid, gas, and energy. Four states, four matzavim of everything that of all matter, everything that exists. That four matzav could be solid, gets more warm, gets closer to ash, closer to. Whereas the molecules start acting up, they start going fast, so it's gonna get water. It's gonna go even more close to ash, it's gonna be gas. No, solid, you warm it up enough, it becomes liquid, it melts. You warm it up more, it becomes a gas. And if you warm it more, it's gonna become an ash, it's gonna become energy. Ash includes all types of energy. Many energies which are discovered lately, like all types of laser, let's say, or electric laser, everything. It's all energy. That's all ash. Gravity. I think gravity would probably be the highest madrega of ash, or maybe light or gravity. I don't know. But it's all ash. All types of energy is called ash. So there's energy which is tangible, which is like solid. This liquid is not so much tangible, and there's electric lasers, beams, ultrasounds, all types of radio waves, television, radio. This is all energy. This is ash. All that is ash. So in other words, ash stands for the end of the Olam HaGashmi. It's all Gashmi. It's not mamish sensed by the normal senses, but it could be brought down to our senses. It could be changed over to our senses, but it's all Gashmi. So the end of the territory of Gashmi is called Esh. And when Ruchni starts, it's called Ur. Ur, the Pnimius means Ruchni. Even though we have light, but light is. Well, since it's so close to Ruchni, so the light Agashmi is also called Ur. But the real, when it says Tnach al Piroi, it says Ur, it means Ur Hashem, Shem Uri, all means, everything means Ruchni. Ur Chadash al Tzion Tor, Niske, it's Ur Agonis, it's Ur, it's all Ur. Ur means Gashmi, Ruchni. So let's say in the weekdays, we have Esh. The weekdays, the Rebbeinu reveals himself with the Inyan of Esh. It's not the day of the Neshama. Shabbos is called the Yoyma de Neshmasa, the day of the Neshama. The law Yoyma de Gufa Klal. It's not the day of the Guf. It's the day, it's Yoyma de Neshmasa, the day of the Neshama. Shom Yisrael. In the weekdays, the Rebbeinu made Melacha. And when the Torah speaks about Melacha, the Torah calls it, even though it's Machlokes, why it says Lisavar Yesh, Machlokes Lachalik Yoitzes, it's Lav Yoitzes, but the Pnimis, the Gitam, reason that it says Lisavar Yesh, B'chol Meshaseich, and B'yema Shabbos, even though we have Lamates Melachas, is because all Melachas are Yesh. Because Yesh means energy. And all malachas are energy. The Bajra uses the energy for malacha. For everything that happens in this world is controlled through Esh. Either through gravity, through everything. Through all the koichas ateva, electric, everything is Esh. This is the Esh. This is the koich ha-malacha, this is the koich of the Yemay Sachar. The koich of the Yemay Sachar, where the Ur is concealed and the Esh is revealed. That's Esh. Shabbos is Ur. You have to lift up this Esh and connect it to Ur and change over, transform Gashmi's Esh to Ur. And when Esh is transformed and to an inin of Ur, the word in Lashon Kodesh wouldn't be called Ur, it would be called Ner. There's Ur and there's Ner. Ur means it's light. When it's only light, there's no cheshach, no darkness. What's ner? Ner is when you bring the ur into the darkness and you change over from the darkness to light. That's ner. Ner illuminates the darkness. I'll just say a remez, I'm not going to explain the whole Indian. When the darkness is illuminated and can change to ur, then it's a big light. It's not a plain light. It's ur godoy. Or ma'hoich b'choshech ro'r ur godoy. Because ur godoy is gematria ner. So ner is the gematria of ur godoy. Because it's ma'hoich b'choshech. They went into the choshech. So they row, they saw not plain on air, they saw our godoy. They didn't say it's a or but a big or. I'm Muslim in that, I don't go too much into the Muslim. We have a chabura for that. Every week we have a chabura, which I say a lot of Muslim. But here, I'll try to explain it. So when we mekabel Shabbos, when we enter the Shabbos, in other words, we uplift the Eish of the Yemos HaChol into Shabbos. We do it by lighting Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos is the uplifting, and the Isha, the wife is called the Guf. Ish Teki Gufa. And the Ish is called the Neshama, and the Isha is called the Guf. They correspond to the Guf. So she lights the Neir Shabbos, she gets lifted up, she lights, brings in the Shabbos, and through the uplifting of the Me'orei O'esh, which is called the of the Yemei Zachar, and bringing it to the Me'orei O'er, which is Shabbos. When we say Avdolah, Moitzi Shabbos, we do the same thing in the opposite way. We bring down the light of Shabbos to leave over a certain impression on the weekdays, which are the forthcoming weekdays. So we do it through not a ner, but through a vuka. A vuka means, just like ner means, the uplifting of a esh to a ur. A vuka means downwards, bringing the ur down to esh. It become, and we say on the avuka, we don't say or, we say boire ma oire o ish. It's not a or, it's a ish. Avuka is called that the ish is the main. But the or is concealed and is clothed in this ish. Ner Shabbos brings us to Shabbos, and the avuka of Moitzi Shabbos is the end of the Shabbos, bringing the Shabbos down back to the Moitzi Shabbos. So this is the Eish and this is the Ur. Now Eish is called something that's external, like Esav. We know that there's Arba Ovis Nezikim, the four Mazikim, which is Mechayiv, if you're Mazik someone, you have to pay. And Sforim say it's correspond to the four Golis, Arba Golis. Arba Ovis Mazikim is the Arba Golis. Shor, Bur, Ma, Vehevel, which corresponds to the four Golis, which is Bovel, Modai, Yovan, and Edoy. So Edoy, that's Eish, Hever, that's the last one, that's Eish, that's Edoy. Now Esav is Eish Soda. Esav is called Yidayim, Yidei Esav. Since he's Eish Soda, Yidayim, Yidei Esav, you see Chazal Darshan, when the Shail of Chatzitza, when there's a Chatzitza by Mikveh, so Chazal say, a base of Storim, in the hidden places of the Guf, there's no Chatzitza. Even though there's a Chatzitza in the hidden places, there's no Chatzitza. The Darshan, because when the Torah speaks about Tefillah, the Torah says, V'yodav le'shotav b'mai. He didn't wash his hands. So you have to be Torah, not only wash your hands. So Chazal Darshan, Ma Yodav Maya Broi, just like Yodav is in the outside. So the Chatzitza is only the outside. In other words, the outside has to be in the mikveh. The inside doesn't have to be in the mikveh. It could be a Chatzitza. Since Esav is Yadayim in the Esav, so Ma Yadayim, my bro, of Esav, my bro. He's a Yadayim. He's a Ish Yadayim. He's in the outside. He's always in the outside. He never goes into the inside. Since his mazik is Eish, Eish is the mazik of Esav, the halacha is that Taman is Potter Be'esh. If something is hidden, the Esh is Mazik, it's not, it's Potter. Because Esh doesn't reach the Makam Taman. If it entered the Makam Taman, it must be something else. It can't be Esh. Because Esh doesn't go into the Taman. Esh is the Mazik of Esav. Esav is Maya Broi. Because Esh is Malacha. Malacha is not Ur. It's Eish, it's Malacha, it's Babra, it's not in the Makam of Geniza, it's not in the place of Taman, it's not in the place of the Ur Agonis. It's the Eish, it's my bro, it's Malacha. But since sometimes, like in the Zmei of Yavam, the Nichnasi Yavanim Lehechel, they went into the Hechel, and the Koiches of the outside entered the inside. So that's why the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that Taman is chayav beish, because sometimes he's kaveid alocha according to the situation, that sometimes you give rishus for the eish to enter the inside too, and that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Taman is chayav beish. So now let's say a pshat. So Rabbi Yehuda is shitasai, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that Taman is part of beish. And he says he's done the halacha according to Taman, that the Esh could reach the Taman. And we said before that if they reach the inside, then we have rishus to go on the outside too. So the Ner of Chanukah sometimes has rishus to be a mazik of Esh, and it could be mazik the Sitra Achir. Gomel Tom Pishtin stands for the Sitra Achir, which is on the outside. The Nachash was Reichav al Gomel when he was Mefata al Demarishan, when he was Mefata al Demarishan to eat from Eitz Agaz. That's the Pishton is called Kain, the carbon of Kain, which comes from the Eitz Agaz. Gomel Tom Pishton is the Gomel, means the Chet of Eitz Agaz. Tom Pishton is the Chet of Kain. That's the Sitracher, and he goes on the outside. So the Ner Chanukah Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you could put it l'mata masarat vachem. Put it l'mata b'shidu l'shitase. If the Taman is chayav beish, so you could put the Ner Chanukah l'mata masarat vachem. And has rishus, mishaniach rishus, he has rishus to be a mazik, this gumbel Tom Pishon. From the Ner Chanukah, which is the Ur, became now a mazik of Eish, and he was mazik rishus. So that's our victory over Yom and the days of Chanukah. We could go on the outside. We could go on the outside and conquer Yom. It could be Masber Torah B'chutz too. It's ability which gives it for the Mevakshei Hashem, all generations which are Yoinik from Chachmas Abal Shem Tov, Chachmas Ab Shem Be'echoi, and from the Osset of Chachmas Melech HaMashiach. To be Masber, the most primistic in Yonim, in a way that it could be understood for outside people, for the people that are not so much in Shabbat, that he clothed and he put it into the kelim, the vessels, the kelim of intellect, and be masber Torah to the seich lagashmi too. So this Indian has a big connection to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef has to do with Chanukah. Moisev Hoyluch, Yosef Atzadi. As was said, Derech Drush, Derech Halotzen, Derech Drush. You could say it, I think you could say it. It's the known kasha of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef's kasha is called, all Drush Svarim speak about the big kasha of the Beis Yosef. Yes, the kasha, what was the nes the first night? Because there was shaman enough to burn the first night, so it was the nes, so why the kaveh the first night? There's a lot of terutzim, and many terutzim explain exactly what was the nes of the first night. So, I thought you could say like this, that it says that Hoy Beis Yaakov Eish Beis Yosef Lahava Beis Esav Lekash. So The Rebbe from Lublin is medayik. Why does it say Beis Esav Lekash? It should say Beis Esav Kash. Yaakov is a Ish, and Yosef is a Lahava, and Esav is a Kash. What's the Lekash? So he says it means like this, because you have to have fuel for Ish, you have to have wood, or you have to have oil, or you have to have Kash. Kash burns. Kash becomes the fuel. So he says like this, Yaakov is a Ish, Yosef is a Lahava, but he needs fuel. What's his fuel? How can he burn without fuel? So he says, Esav is the fuel. Lekash means he's the kash of that ash. He's used for the kash of this ash. They use Esav, the ash should burn. Without Esav, the ash wouldn't burn. The kash itself, the Esav itself, becomes the fuel of the Kedusha. You know, everything has nitzoitz in Kedusha, it has sparks of Kedusha, nitzoitz in Kedusha. You lift up the sparks of Kedusha of Esav, and that's utilized to the Kedusha, that's used for the Kedusha. That makes the Esh burn, that makes the Lahava to burn, that's the Kash. So, again, it's a Derech Drush that I want to say that, because the Zohar always says that all Kashes in Halacha is called Kash. This is the Tfuah, and there's the kash. Halacha is called the lechem, lachmi balachmi, it's the chitot, it's what nourishes you. The halacha nourishes you. But it's the kash is in halacha. The difficulties that you find in understanding the halacha, mimivar the halacha, that's like the psoilus, the kash, that you have to clean the wheat, you have to clean the kernel, to take out the kernel, and be able to make the bread. So every kasha is called a kash. It means like this, that there's a kasha, we have a kasha, and there is a kasha, and certain concealment, a difficulty understanding what was the nace of the first day. We don't understand the nace of the first day. We have a difficulty understanding what was the nace. So we answered that kasha. And the kasha is answered by saying a lot of terutzim, which every teretz reveals another nes. He says the nes was that. There's a sefer which is called Ner LeMei. It's called 100 terutzim on the kasha of Yisrael. It's thousands of terutzim, and every nes, every teretz reveals another nes. In other words, what we did really, we have to have a big lahava. We have to have a lahava, a lot of nisim. So what do? You use the kasha of the kasha, which is the kash. You use that, and through answering this kasha, you have a lot of nisim. The Esav becomes the kash of the kushi of not someone else, but the Beis Yosef. Because he's Beis Yosef. He's the Yosef. He's the Lahava. So if you want to be more Derech Agada, again Derech Halotze, but you could say it. Everything is Bashgacha. It's Balois Chasaneiros, you know, when Aharon lit the Neiros. And when is the Pasha of Balois Chasaneiros? You know, there's the Yud Beis Nesiyim, 12 Nesiyim, which were Makrif Kabbanis, and Aharon had Chalish Sadas, that he wasn't part of the Nesiyim. So the Bereshim told him Balois Chasaneiros, that you're gonna light the Neiros. And the Ramban says this lighting of the Neiros is the Neir of Chanukah. This is the Neir of Chanukah. This is the light of the Neiros, the Neir of Chanukah. So it comes out Yud Gimel Nissen, 13th day of Nissen, there was the Balois Chazaneres. That's the yard side of the Beis Yosef. On the yard side of the Beis Yosef was the Balois Chazaneres. And this is the Kasha of the Beis Yosef, which the world calls it the Beis Yosef's Kasha. This Kasha, which is the Kasha of Esav, which becomes changed over to Balois Chazaneres, shall have us, Oyla Maile. This is the Shalhavas of the Beis Yosef. So the Torah speaks about Yosef HaTzadik. I'll end with this word, because it's not so much pertaining to Chanukah, it's pertaining to the main idea of connecting the Olam HaGashmi, which is called Eish, which is called Gashmis, with Ruchnius, which is really a midah of Yosef HaTzadik. It's a clear midah which you know in Kabbalah of Yosef HaTzadik, Chassidus. Yosef is called Tzadik, the Achid b'shmei v'ar, the Tzadik that connects Shemayim and Eretz. That's the Midah of Yisoid, the Midah of Yosef. And you find it many times. No, just in the beginning of this parasha, Yosef has two chalayims. One chalam about the Eretz, about Nachnu Ma'alma Ma'alma Basada, and the Tfur, and one chalam about Shemesh Yireich Achad Yosef Chalam, because that's Yosef. It's Yosef, Achad Shmei V'ar, he connects Shemayim, two chalayim, Shemayim V'aretz. I'll just give Ktzas Remez, I'm not going to go too much into Ramazim. Two times chalayim is Gemat Yosef. And that's the Shteya Lechem, which we have on Shavuos, because Lechem, two times Lechem is Gemat Yosef, and Shteya Lechem is connected Lechem in Hashemayim and Lechem in Aretz, because in the Yemei Sphere we had a lot of terrors in that. I don't want to go off tangent. So there's Lechem in Hashemayim, there's Lechem in Aretz, and they become connected on Shavuos. So Yosef is Mekashe Shemayim v'Aretz. So I'll just end with this word. It has to do a little with this Indian, but it's a much broader Indian, which is pertaining to a whole year. It's a very important lesson, important Indian. The Midas Yisoid is very important. Kedusha being. Kedusha means that you're not involved, you're not indulged into Gashmistic passions. You know you're a Neshama, and you have different passions, you have different tanugim, different things of enjoyment. That's, since the Indian of Arroyos is the biggest Yetzirah, so that's why Yisoid is always called Prishamai Arroyos. But it doesn't mean only Arroyos, it's, Arroyos is like the Shoresh of it. It means you're Eish Kadosh, you know. Like, you know, you live with, we have different tanugim, we're in the Neshama, we have different enjoyments. We enjoy davening, we enjoy learning, we enjoy dveikus, we enjoy simcha b'Hashem. We have a lot of enjoyments. You connect it, and in a high madrega by a real tzaddik, he changes over all the gashmistic passions to ruchnistic passion. He changes over, he transforms the taivas gashmis to taivas ruchnis. That's tzaddikim. We find the Indian of Mechiras Yosef is called Piri, it's called Gamabris. The fact that they sold Yosef, Opisoid is Mazbel of Indian, sold Yosef means giving over the Midas Yosef to the Chetzainim, to Mitzrayim, to the Klippah, to the Sitrachra. And that's called the Pgam of Kamabris in Yosef HaTzadik. Now, everything has to have a Pshat too. What's the Pshat that's called Mechiras Yosef? It's called a Pgam HaBris. Mechiras Yosef was a certain, we have a song in the Shvatim, but we have to learn the Parsha, and Mikriyats in the Pshita, the Parsha said there was a certain Sinas Chinam, jealousy. A real Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, an Avera of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. They were Mekana Yosef, they were jealous on him, they hated him. That's why they sold him to Mitzrayim. What does this have to do with Pgama Bris? It's a Pgama Midois. It's, you know, you did an Avera in your Midois, in your Midas HaChesed, in Midas HaHava, and it's not, what has to do with Pgama Bris? So I have two pshatim. I think both are good lessons, and I think it's also both amos. Many times you say Divrei Agada, which is very musar, but that's not the pshat of it. It's a Divrei Agada. Everything you could say, but you can learn out the Dvar Musar, but you have to learn it too. You have to learn the Sugita. So I have two pshatim, which I think learns up the Sugi a little. First pshat is like this. The Shvatim envied Yosef, Kenan Yosef, because Yosef was the favorite son by his father. Yisrael Oyev as Yosef Mikol Echov, Mikol Banov, Ki Ben Zikunim. His father's favorite. So So they didn't understand. They thought it's not right. And they, maybe they were Choshed Yosef, that no, he makes it so. He makes himself like be the favorite of his father. He gets, he's Meshamashem, he serves him and this, and they thought he was guilty in that too. And he was the favorite son, and they didn't have such a, Yaakov, the father, and Yaakov, the tzaddik, and they wanted to be connected just like Yosef. They had equal rights with Yosef. Why is it different? It means like this, because every Shevet has midah, his own way of serving Hashem, his own madrega. Yisoscher was the big masmet. Yehuda was the name of Zemiris Yisrael, the Malchus, David HaMelech, Shiris Yishbachas, Tefillah. Everyone. Don. Everyone has midah. The Shiftei Kor. Everyone had very heilige midahs, which they were big tzaddikim, Shiftei Kor, Edis Yisrael, big tzaddikim. So Yosef had midas Yisrael. That was his midah. Okay, he's midas Yisrael, very good, but we have our midas. We're all midas Yisrael, everyone has everything, but his specialty is midas Yisrael. That's his specialty, midas Yisrael. Okay, so what's Yehuda's masmid? Yehuda is also the masmid. Everyone has his midah. Why is he more favorite than all of us? So they didn't realize. This is a big yisoid that we know in Kabbalah, we know in Chassidus, this comes from Pnimi Zatay, that the yisoid is the main midah of all midas. It's the yisoid, it's the foundation of all midas. If you have that midah, so you have open gates to all midas. Everything works different. If you have Kedusha Bris, all gates open. Lechavich used to say, Hashem B'tzia Gadol, the Rebbein Shalom is very great. Is very much understood by someone who's Ketushas Abris. Tzion is Gematria Yosef. The Rebbein Shem is very godly by someone who's a Kaddish Abris. He understands the Rebbein Shem very good. V'ram hu, and this midah is higher al kolam, higher than all midas. V'ram hu al kolam. That's by Chassidim, this midah opens all gates. That's the midah. That's where we have to put the main emphasis. So, if the Shvatim didn't understand that this midah is more than all midas, and there's no question why Yaakov gives favoritism to Yosef, that's called the Pgama Bris by the Shvatim. The fact that they didn't realize the importance of Shmiris Abris, why this is the reason, it's a valid reason, and that validates the favoritism of Yosef. Because this midah makes you be able to lift up all gashmis and make it ruchnis. It's one pshat. Another pshat probably has a connection. When you say that Yosef is achad b'shmei v'harim, connects Shemayim and Eretz, it means also that there's mitzvahs by Nodom l'makay, and there's mitzvahs by Nodom l'chaver. We know the two luchas, which the Medrash says, which is corresponding to Shemayim v'Aretz. One luach was mitzvahs by Nodom Makay, and the other luach was mitzvahs by Nodom Chaver. Besides Kibud Avim, the Rabban speaks about Kibud Avim, that's called also by Nodom Makay, because Hukish Kvoidam L'Kvoidam Makay. And it has to do with Kvoid HaMakim, because he's a shutif in the creation of the Adam, so it's called also mitzvah by Nodom HaMakim. So we have two luchas, Shemayim and Oretz. Shemayim is called mitzvah by Nodom HaMakim, and Oretz is called mitzvah by Nodom HaChaver. I also was mazbel that by nature, someone in Klal Yisrael, if he wants to become frum, if you see a bacher or whatever, someone is going to have the first urge, the natural urge would be to be frum by Nodom L'Makay. He's going to start davening, he's going to start learning, he's going to become frum and everything, by Nodom L'Makay. L'Havdul, by a goy, when he's going to want to become more religious and more close to God, he's going to naturally be more from Ben Adam L'Chaver. Today, by the modern people, maybe sometimes you'll see they'll also start Ben Adam L'Chaver, but it's not a Jewish midah, it comes from the Goy. It's because they're modern, they have a shaykh to the Goyim, so they're influenced by the Goyim. So that's why they're going to have the first urge to be Ben Adam L'Chaver. But, you know, in all Doris, you know, by the Haim Shehidin, by our Chassid Shehidin, you know, every from Bachar and everybody is always going to try to be more from Ben Adam L'Makar. It's not right. You have to be from Ben Adam L'Chaver, just like Ben Adam L'Makar. But Chazal say it too. Migi the Chashid HaMemayna, the Chashid HaYisura. You Chashid HaMemayna, on Gazel you be Chashid. You're not going to be so right and dinamominous. But Yisura, you'll be, you know, many people though in business, they're not so, even though it's love, you have a love of Gezel, you have a love of an of everything, but you know, if you catch them in money, but Kashrus, Chas V'Shalom, Kashrus, Chas V'Shalom, Shabbos, Kashrus, but not only Mokim, they're from Jews, to be from, it's not right, but it comes from a Kiddush, it comes from a certain Kiddush, because Klaus is a neshama, they have a neshama. And the neshama feels, he wants to be connected to Hashem. So he's going to be always, so he's going from me, he wants to be connected to Hashem. He'll feel that connection by being, go direct to Hashem. Seeing and be connected to Hashem through Ben Adam L'Chaver, this comes from someone who's Mekasher Shemayim V'Eretz. He sees Hashem in the Oilam HaGashmi too. And he feels that, you know, to be connected to Hashem, you don't have to go up to Shemayim to be connected to Hashem in Eretz, the Hashem is in the Eretz too. If you're a righteous person in Midas Tovus, you do business, you business with righteousness, with, you know, integrity, and your word is a word, and you're sheriff, you don't say lies, and you don't drink a cup, and you don't steal, and you're not government, you're not my hater. So you connect to Hashem just like the Ruchni is. It's the same Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a word of the morale, I remember exactly which sefer is Moisev on this morale. It says when Yaakov met Yosef, he learned Krishma. So the morale is Mazba, why did he learn Krishma when he met Yosef? Because he felt a big ahava to Yosef, the morale's mazba. So he wanted to give this ahava to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So he learned Krishna with Mesiris Nefesh, Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha, so to transform this ahava that he has to Yosef to make it ahava Hashem. So the kash is, why didn't Yosef learn Krishna? The terrace is, when Yosef kisses his father, and that's Kibbut Av, and that's also like by Noam L'Chaver, so that's by him also Ahavas Hashem. Because he's Mekashe Shemayim V'Eretz. He could kiss his father and also feel Ahavas Hashem. Because doing Midas Tovus by Yosef is also Ahavas Hashem. It's nothing less. So the fact that if someone, Ben Adam L'Mokim, is stronger by him than Ben Adam L'Chaver, in a certain madrega, that's called, he's not Mekashe Shemayim V'Eretz. So that's a Pgama Bris. So it means the Shvatim would never be Nichshel in a Ben Adam L'Mokar. They would shift their car. The fact that they have a certain criticism on the Shvatim of Ikanoe, we don't have a song in the Shvatim, but some there's a certain criticism, it's called by Ikanoe's, means they weren't so from in the Ben Adam L'Chaver like Ben Adam L'Makar. And that's called a Pgama Bris. Because a Shomer Bris is Mekasher Shemayim V'Eretz. For him, there's no difference between Shemayim and Eretz. No difference Ben Adam L'Chaver and Ben Adam L'Makar. So the whole idea of Chanukah, this idea of Yosef HaTzadik to be Mekasher Shemayim V'Eretz, no, we're today in such a Gashmistik, a Chitzainistik world, that you could say that in a certain way they entered the Kiddusha too, in many ways, the externalism, the secularism enters the machna of the Kiddusha. And you know, a big there's a big confusion, a big taruvis, a big mixture, a big taruvis of goyish ideas that enter the bottom midrashes too. So we have to be misgaber with the oil of Chanukah and do mamish the opposite and conquer the chutz too, and be megalad the oil of Torah even lamata masarot vachon until we be zoicha to the zgalas of oil of Shemelech Hamashiach Barachma v'mehera v'mein
v'mein.
Neighbors of Torah, so could you put away the world? How's that? Yeah. I don't think this. Ace of had to do with mitzvahs. You don't have to do with Torah. Neir mitzvah, the Torah goes into Eilam Hazak. Mitzvahs comes to Mazakhar. Torah is Eilam Hazak. I have a big shmuz in there. Too. The outside of tonight's the outside of the Baruch Meshmash. It's out of the grandson of the Hashem. He was a child, the Malamed is Malamed, Gemara, so he was about to come. So started about to come, about to see him. So Rabbi Baruch asked him, why don't you learn the first daf? This is daf Beis. Why don't you start daf Aleph? So he says, daf Aleph you can't learn. It's not the Gemara. It's the Shah. No. So he said, you have to learn that too. So Rabbi turned the page. So Rabbi Baruch said, okay, I'll learn with you. Baba Kama, Baruch ben Adol, Kodesh Merechemimah. he was a Kaddish Mech, he was a Tzaddik, and all Tzaddikim had a big Decheretz from him. He was a Kaddish, big Kaddish. He used to be, the Derech Tzaddikim, the Rochbet Tzaddikim, he used to be many times Makpit. He was Makpit many times. Sort of angry, he was Makpit, a very strict Tzaddik. But of course, it was all hidden in Yonam of Drochas. In his nifta, he saw his Zoya, he always lives to his Zoya a lot. He has a big connection to Zoya. He used to dance, like Bohemian, he used to dance with his Zoya. Took his Zoya to the heart, says, "Pshim Be'echoy, I know you and you know me. We are both connected, we are connected. I know you and you know me." So it's very strong with the Zoya Kaddish. The Zohar was open, it's a parash Vayeshev, the Zohar, it's sweet. It says, it's rugzah, there's a certain rugzah, which is called anger, ikr baruch, that's called baruch. It was a baruch of Majbir, so it was open to the Zohar, it's rugzah, ikr baruch. Notice that it's daf kif pei dalek, the Zohar, which is called kapal, So this is a very big tzaddik, a strict tzaddik, his father, he was still a young man, Babas, and didn't have the right chashivas, the right respect for his aid, for the Baruch. Once this Shver went and took along his aidim to the big tzaddik. I remember the tzaddik was very big tzaddik. So when they came to the tzaddik sort of shoved away the Shver. was Makar very much a Rebbech, was talked to Rebbech, and was really with respect of a big tzaddik. They talked like two tzaddikim. Then, so Shver saw his, so the way home, Shver was very much big tacharis for his aid. So Rebbech was a sharp tzaddik, he said, that's a big lesson. I said, It's too late. Should have done that before. That was too late. Many people will respect after they see, after you know, and they should have known that before. Mashiach will come. Many people will respect big tzaddikim, but Mashiach is going to tell them it's too late. Okay, but you know, it's never too late. So.
Play.